Hi, Beatle people. I'm Scott Siegelbaum. Here's your Beatle Breeze for this week on Beatles-a-rama. Plans for a visitor's center at the site of Strawberry Fields in Liverpool have been announced 40 years to the day that the Beatles started recording the classic song. The proposed new buildings would include a training center for young adults with learning disabilities and a visitor center with an exhibition area, community cafe, and gift shop. John Lennon's Sgt. Pepper-era home piano, used to compose Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and A Day in the Life, will be auctioned off on December 10th at Sotheby's. It's estimated to sell for between $1.2 and $1.8 million. And finally, a passing to note. Al Brodax, Yellow Submarine producer and co-writer, as well as the creator of the Beatles' Saturday morning TV cartoon series, has passed away at age 90. As head of King Features TV and Film Division, Al was the guiding force between the Beatles' animation legacy and, on a personal note, a mentor and supervisor to my good friend Ron Campbell, who directed episodes of the Beatles' cartoon series and animated scenes in Yellow Submarine. Check out rare Beatles-signed artwork as well as famous Beatle photographs and animation at the newly redesigned rockartshow.com. I'm Scott Siegelbaum for Beatles-a-rama.